Let's TLC talk, shall we? Hey guys, welcome to the Sarah Fraser Show podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Fraser. I love you guys. So many of you are finding the podcast because of our mutual love of all things TLC. Every single week on Wednesdays, yeah, girl, here, along with your help, because so many of you now send me like hot tips, leads, pictures about your favorite TLC shows, like Welcome to Plathville, 1,000-Pound Sisters, I Love a Mama's Boy, 90-Day Fiancé, and I really appreciate that. And so we get together on Wednesdays and we talk about the latest scoop. A lot of times, because I've interviewed a lot of the TLC universe people for years, I have some insight. Scoop, and also being a TV host and comedian for a long time, kind of some backstory to how, you know, scenes are shot, and as a producer, like what is happening when you are watching the show. So thank you guys for joining. If you want updates throughout the week, you can follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show, where I do all kinds of ridiculousness and talk about TLC and what's going on. We have so much to talk about. Of course, the latest episode of 90 Day Fiancé Season 9, Episode 9, aired on Sunday night. Hello. could it get any better? I don't know. You know, a lot of people, I see a lot of the tweets, of course, the Reddit feeds, the whole darn deal. A lot of people don't like this season. They feel that everybody's annoying, which I get. They feel like Bilal and Shida are annoying. They feel like Emily is annoying. They feel like, you know, Guillermo and Kara, that Kara's super annoying. Ari's annoying. everybody on the show is annoying. I'm kind of enjoying it. I get what everybody says. I think every single season before the 90 days, right? Before the 90 days, especially at the end, before the tell-all, but I really rooted for Memphis and Hamza, you know, and it was clear to me at the time they were so in love. I think we all know, if you haven't been following that, they're not together. He's reportedly in Chicago. Often, you know, puts up things on Instagram that he misses his daughter. They have, you know, he and Memphis have a daughter together. They did film an After the 90 Days series in February and March. I know that because a lot of people on my TikTok who live in Michigan, where Memphis is from, were like, oh, they were filming at this restaurant. They were filming there. So I think every single season, there's usually a couple that we genuinely root for. And I feel like this season, we all feel like if they all broke up, we'd be just fine with it. You know, like I'm still not over Memphis and Hamza. Okay. Maybe it's just me, you know. But I got a lot of scoop. I did watch a new to me. It's in season 4, so a lot of you all have watched Seeking Sister Wife. I have so many questions, and also the news story about Marcus Epps. We were introduced to Marcus and his two wives, or sisters, if you will. But I'll tell you about his criminal record that is coming out that a lot of people have some concerns about, including even a murder case. Tammy Slayton. I'm obsessed with 1,000-Pound Sisters. Tammy Slayton announced that she's not talking about her weight loss. I'll tell you why fans have concerns about that. A little recap, of course, of 90 Day Fiancé. Even Muhammad, I got a relationship update on them too. And then also, if you are a fan of Before the 90 Days, as I was just talking about, have some scoop on Mahogany and Ben for you that you'll be really into. So all that is coming up on the show. We're going to start with 90 Day Fiancé Season 9. Okay. First of all, we have to talk about Emily and Kobe, who are my favorites now. Okay. Are we watching the same show? Yeah. Emily is so annoying. Yes. Emily, I agree. Emily is so annoying on this show, the way they portray her. When she sits down with her parents to ask them if they're going to pay for a wedding, you all. Are these parents all out here? Like, when I was 30 years old, I was giving my mom money. I wasn't asking my parents for money. Like, are you kidding? Emily sits down with her parents, all right, and basically says, Kobe and I want to get married. We have to get married in 90 days, obviously, because of their visa situation. Will you guys pay for the wedding? And then her parents go through all the things, the concerns about, you know, the shut the fuck up. And she's sort of like, oh, you know, because Kobe told her, not in episode 9, but in episode 8, to shut the fuck up when she was like, wouldn't stop barking at him about how to remove the horse shit, you know, in the horse stalls. So Emily's dad is like, look, I'm concerned about that. You know, I that's so disrespectful. And she's like, oh, whatever. We're over it. We talked about it. Like, people get mad. And then her parents are like, okay, but you don't even know how to budget. How can a 30-year-old woman, how have they not kicked her ass out? You're telling me before she went to China and met Kobe, you know, she was only 26 then. You guys didn't like tell her to get out and like get on her own? So anyway, they go through all this thing about how Emily knows nothing about the real world. And then they say to her, like, what job is Kobe going to do? She's like, I don't know. Like, he'll get one, you know. Have you and Kobe not thought about anything that he could do, by the way? Like, did you guys ever? But it gets better. Don't worry. It gets better. Because Emily's dad has a chat with Kobe, which is just chef's kiss, really. And so the thing that was funny to me about this conversation, because we spend a lot of time on them this episode, is that at the end, after her parents basically tell, and I love, don't you love that Emily's parents, her dad loves to use the phrase, we got a lot of mouths to feed. Kobe has a lot of mouths to feed. Three, really. You know, two and a half, honestly. Because like, you know, does Kobe need that much? Probably not, you know? Although actually I got a 15-month-old son and he's eating like a horse. So I take that back. You know, he's got three mouths to feed. But anyway, after they go through all those shenanigans, then they end up saying, Emily's like, all right, so will you guys pay for the wedding? And they're like, yeah, we'll help. I'm like, what? No, I'm like, what? Guys, this is when you tell Emily and Kobe that they can go get married at the courthouse for $100 and that's their wedding until they like can save up money. Oh my God. But it gets better. Like I said, the chef's kiss is when Kobe and Emily's dad go down in the basement to have a beer and talk about life. And Kobe says to her father, you know, I think I'd like to become a civil engineer and take over your business. You guys, wasn't that scene so good when they pan to the dad and he's having, the producers had to have set that up. They had to have set that line up. Because there's no way that Kobe, who is meeting Emily's parents for the first time, and let's say he's been there a couple weeks or whatever, maybe a month, goes to her dad and goes, I'd like to take over your family business. I mean, come on. Do we really think that line was true? And Emily's dad to me in that moment looked like he had all he could do not to smile, like not to laugh him right out of there. And it was so, the testimonial was so great when Emily's dad was like, he thinks he's taking over my business over my dead body. I mean, come on. I mean, does Kobe really not realize to become a civil engineer, you needed like college degree and then, you know, technical school and training? Come on. Oh my God. It was so great. I adore Kobe though. Like, I think Kobe's hot. I think he's cute. He seems like he has a great personality. He now does like motivational Monday drops on his like Instagram where he tells everybody, you know, stick with it. Life is good. We obviously know Kobe and Emily are still living with her parents because when he does these motivational drops, there's these sort of rainbow colored prints in the background. And we saw them on season 9, episode 9, the episode that just aired. So it's like, I think Kobe and Emily are living in their basement with Coben. I'm just throwing it out there. By the way, all the couples, you guys, of season 9 are still together, you know, all of them. I revealed to you last week, and I didn't find this, Redditors found this, but, you know, Kara and Guillermo are married. Emily and Coben are still together. They're living together. I'm not sure if they're married. We obviously know Ari and Binny are married. They're together. We know Bilal and Shida. Bilal and Shida might be the only two I don't know, but I do think they are actually still together. Who am I missing? Eve, you guys, breaking news. Eve and Muhammad were spotted together at the Dallas Fort Worth, Texas airport. Together. Not holding hands, but I am never making predictions about who's together and who's not because I thought sure as hell she had left him. They are still together, you guys. And they're reportedly married too. People caught a picture of Muhammad sitting in the back of Eve's car with a wedding band on. What the fuck? Yes. Yes, you guys, they're still together. So all these couples, by the way, are 100% still on. Yes. And I the picture of Even Muhammad recently, like in the past week, is on my TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. So they are alive and going well. But anyway, I thought it was such a proud, sweet moment. And then Emily's dad was like, when Kobe was like, I didn't even tell Emily how much money I have. And so you're thinking, oh, all right, well, you know, he's probably got like $25,000, $30,000. And he goes, I have $4,000 saved. It was so cute. I thought it was such a proud moment. And then Emily's dad's like, $4,000, that won't get you anything in the United States, which he's not wrong. But it's just, Emily's parents have such, the way they've set them up, the dynamic is just so good. You know what I mean? Like, they talk about how spoiled and out of touch is with Emily is all the time, but it's like, you guys raised her and then you'll still give her money. I think they secretly like it. That's all I'm saying. I think they secretly like it. You know, Shaina, everybody was talking, of course, about Shaina washing that chicken like she washes lady parts. And a lot of people, of course, it is a cultural difference, but a lot of people feel that Shaina wanting Bilal's children to call her mom, it's like a term in Trinidad that means like mother figure. It doesn't mean mom, literal mom. It means just like an elder, a mother figure, somebody that you respect. But it's essentially, the translation is mom, and you can tell that the kids are not comfortable doing that, but that's still like featured. You know, that's still like talked about all the time. I'm with everybody. I mean, even if... I don't see how Shaina and Bilal have much of a connection, period. I just don't. Does anyone else not? I don't know. Maybe they're like meant to be and we're going to see like a big reveal. But in general, they don't seem like they even have anything in common. You know what I mean? They don't even seem like they have any hobbies in common, anything in common. And they're the only couple. I'm not certain that they're still together. I'm really not. But they certainly make for great television. And I didn't think you were supposed to wash chicken. Am I the only one? I don't think you're supposed to. I know different people do different things. But I had read that if you washed, are you supposed to wash chicken? I swear I have read. Let's see. Don't wash raw chicken because it can contaminate your kitchen. So I guess it's about like contaminating it. Cooking it to proper temperature kills bacteria. Should you wash your raw chicken? Here's what the CDC says. An age-old debate, one of Americans. I don't think you're supposed to. So she washes the chicken like she says she washes her lady parts. It was very aggressive. I had to do a spoof on that because it was too much. I like this season. Also, my sources are telling me the tell-all has been taped for 90 Day Fiancé season 9. Oh, and I always forget Jabri and Mignona. They're married. They were married even before the 90 Day show. I like them. I actually think those two are well-suited for each other. I just think for me, the hard part that I have a difficult time getting into them is because I feel like it is all for promotion. Jabri is amazing. I want to interview him. I think he's super fascinating. He's very talented. Definitely, my husband was watching the scene where Jabri and his bandmate, you know, the poor Black Serbs. I mean, are they going to go on? Are they going to release a third album at this point? We don't know. They were just trying to lay down some tracks and there was so much tension, you know? But the guy who refuses to take off his mask during the fight, like between Jabri and his bandmate, it's just so good. Not the Black Serbs. Oh my God. Those scenes, how can you not love this show? I mean, it's so ridiculous and epic. And either that guy really didn't want to be on camera or he's really devoted to his character, one or the other. But it was so good. Anyway. Oh, will the Black Serbs record again? I find Mignona and Jabri, I kind of forget about them because I just think it's so promotional that I'm like, all right, well, I know why they're here. They want to promote their music. You know, she has a whole hair care, skincare line already out you can purchase from. So there you go on that. Okay, 90 Day Fiancé, the tell-all has recorded. I know this from my insiders, and I will say this. What I do know is that you can expect Kara and Gilliam to have a very explosive tell-all. And I am hearing from sources that G walks off the set. So we will see what happens there, if that turns out to be true or not. Let's move on to our girl, Tammy Slayton. I love my girl, Tammy Slayton from Thousand Pound Sisters. There's going to be a season four. How do I know this? Two reasons. Tammy herself, and I do believe it's a now deleted TikTok, revealed a while ago that her sister Amy and her nephew had come to the rehab center along with film crews and filmed her. We know we're getting a season four. Dr. Eric Smith, who's Chris's bariatric doctor, he also confirmed that as far as he's been told, he is filming for season four. So they're going to do a season four of Thousand Pound Sisters. My prediction is it will be out in the fall. I think they're filming already. Now, Tammy's been in the news a lot. You know, she's got two boyfriends. She's got two men going on at the same time. In addition to that, this is kind of old news, so I was late to this scoop, but Tammy's house in Kentucky was robbed, the one that you see in the show. They stole a washer, dryer, and furniture. Okay. First of all, where do we buy the furniture? Because can you imagine if the Sarah Fraser show was like recorded on that couch that Tammy had? Fucking epic. I mean, how great would that be, bitch? Oh my God, it'd be so good. Tammy wasn't home. Tammy's in the rehab center and she's still there and she's been there almost a year. So Tammy was not home. The house was robbed and that was all that was taken. I mean, I have to imagine that was all that was there and maybe a couple empty liquor bottles from Tammy's last bender. But that's like all. But the other big news with Tammy is she did pop back on TikTok recently to say that she's not going to be talking about her weight loss journey. Now, again, I don't know why people go, oh, is season four happening? She says on there she's not talking about it because she's still under contract and filming with TLC. She's going to save any weight loss updates for that show. And quite honestly, I think that's a good idea. And I'll tell you why. Let me take a break. Let me thank some sponsors. I'm going to tell you why I think it's a good idea that Tammy is no longer talking about her. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFTdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Weight loss. All right, I want to thank HelloFresh. Guys, if you're brand new to this show, HelloFresh is amazing. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and find out why. I love it because they do 30-minute meals delivered to your door. And guess what? If you're going on vacation, you actually just send the address ahead of time. You can have your meal kit shipped there. I do it for two people in my house. My husband and I eat HelloFresh every single week. And you can even do it for four people in your family, six people. You set all the parameters. Discover seasonal summer recipes like cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets, chicken sausage stuffed peppers, Tuscan spice shrimp, and so much more. Check out HelloFresh Market for a curated selection of quick breakfast, lunches, sides, snacks, desserts, and more. It's a one-stop shop for all your mealtime needs. Oh my God, it's so affordable, and also it saves me so much time so I can be doing other things like watching TLC shows. Right now, go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Find out why it's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS and use code TSFS for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. ZocDoc. Guys, I love me some ZocDoc. ZocDoc is free. It's an app, it's a website where you can find a great doctor. You can read patient reviews, boom, right there. And you can also see if they take your insurance. There's some amazing doctors out there, but really only ones that matter are the ones that actually do take your insurance. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see the doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of network, right? ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed and take your insurance and are available when you need them, okay? So you can schedule an appointment right there. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS. ZocDoc.com/TSFS. And what I love is I've actually used them to find KJ's pediatrician here in California. I used them. It was great to read patient reviews, so I felt like I was trusted and in great hands. Allbirds is the other brand new sponsor. Have you purchased a pair of Allbirds before? They're epic. They're amazing. I'm now walking around with my tree runners all the time. I love the colors. They have a wide variety of colors. White, black, of course, like the usuals that you expect, but this awesome like yellow, a great orange. Allbirds create shoes and clothing that are better for you and better for the planet using a revolutionary roster of premium natural materials. Like their popular tree runner sneaker. Schman and I both have a pair. Schman wouldn't get matching ones. Don't even get me started. Like I would be a full matching family now. Made with premium natural materials like eucalyptus fiber, designed with a breathable knit that keeps your foot cool while soaking up the sun all summer long. I love mine. I wear them every night now, out to exercise, to walk. They're so universal. And for someone like myself that has had feet issues because of like being a mom, being pregnant, oh my God, never suffer in a shoe again. Get your Allbirds. Find your new favorite shoes for sunny days and upcoming travel at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com, allbirds.com. So Tammy Slayton, you know, look, for those of you that are just discovering the show, I used to be really overweight. I've gained and lost 150 pounds in my lifetime. I went on my first diet when I was 12 years old. I was always an overweight child. I hated my body and I hated myself. For so long, until I was like 28 years old, I finally found a mindful eating therapist who really helped me figure out that when you eat, when you're not hungry, you're masking some sort of emotion. You know, you're angry, you're tired, you're physically exhausted. Maybe you're in a toxic work situation or relationship. But you know, when I was going through that process, I really didn't tell people about it because I had made so many public declarations to friends and family about I was going on this diet, I was going on that diet. And so I think it's really important that Tammy for herself, because she is such a public figure, and people are so cruel. I mean, it's like, I think it's brave that Tammy and Amy are showing their lives. And people are like, oh, she's finally going to get bariatric surgery, which is supposedly happening this month because she's been approved for it. And people are like, maybe they can give her a new attitude. Okay, bitch. Really? You're going to write that comment to this woman? And do you really want to watch Tammy Slayton be nice? I don't. I like Tammy's attitude, you know? I want Tammy to go out and drink and, you know, she's getting more dick than the rest of us. Like, I want to see somebody win, you know? Anyhow, I think it's good that she's keeping things low-key. I think it's really good. So, my girl Tammy, that's the latest update with her. Before I get to Seeking Sister Wife, which I'm just now watching, Mahogany, of Ben and Mahogany Before the 90 Days, looking great. Looks like she's lost weight. She's got a bunch of filters on her Instagram. Oh my God, she's like smoking hot, posting new videos of herself. I don't know if you guys believe it, but reportedly Mahogany and Ben are still talking. Are they together? I don't know about that. But Ben also wants you to subscribe to something called Diary Spills. So Ben now is writing for Diary Spills, which is essentially like Patreon, but for like your famous like TV personalities or reality stars. They write a daily blog. The first one's like free, I think, for 24 hours. And then after that, you can get daily updates from them. So are you interested in that? I read one that Ben posted. I like Ben. He's a hot mess. He's a total hot mess. His identity, you know, now after he did that whole video explaining his DUI, his identity has now been stolen. He was down in North Carolina. He had to scrape together like $2 in change because he couldn't access any of his bank accounts and go to McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin. Then tried to take his laptop and work at the beach, and his laptop got filled with sand and then was broken. And he didn't realize that sand and computers don't mix. Ben is perfect for reality TV. I love it. So there's a couple quick updates on them. So Seeking Sister Wife is in season 4. Episode 2 just dropped. I had never watched this show. And can someone explain this to me? So polygamy is illegal in all 50 states, except for like Utah. Utah now, it is like a traffic stop violation. So it's not illegal. And I was reading that, I guess, how do these people not get prosecuted? Because they go on this reality show and talk about being in a polygamous relationship. And the only way I can understand this to be is that it sounds like really in most 50 states, even though it's illegal, they don't really prosecute unless there's some sort of like child trafficking or incest or something like that. Is that true? Like, how are these people, how is like TLC Sister Wives whole thing, a whole like huge franchise and obviously happening? Although I read that only like 2% of couples in the United States are in a polygamous relationship, which does kind of make sense. Cause I mean, how many people are really going to do that? But how do they not get prosecuted? That seems like epic to me. Also, Marcus Epps, we were introduced to Marcus this week. So he is in a Seeking Sister Wife relationship. His wife, Taryn, and his fiance, India, are now looking for another woman. Even his kids are like, we can't take anymore. This house is so fucking full. He's like, he's not deterred. And, you know, it all started because he cheated on his wife, Taryn, like back in the day. And so she just seemed to be okay with him now having more relationships, open relationships. Like, they're in an open relationship. But a lot's coming out about Marcus. You know, he's a counselor working, I think, he works in the public office space in Ohio. But in Cleveland 19 alleges, that's a source, that he was involved in running an illegal after-hours club and was charged with multiple housing violations in January of this year, which he allegedly denies. Then it goes on to say that, Marcus was involved in running this after hours club. And he was caught on camera at the club on the night of an unsolved murder in October of 2020. He was reportedly seen carrying another shooting victim out of the nightclub. Court records showed that the state foreclosed on the property 3 years ago, but Cleveland 19 alleges the former owner makes $1,000 a month renting the building to OFC Group. OFC Group is listed as Marcus's employer with its business license on file listing Taryn Lindsay as the owner. In a police report from the night of the murder, officers say Lindsay told them she was hosting a birthday party. In March of 2022, a Fox 8 I team checked property tax records for every mayor and council member in the county in Ohio that they're from. They uncover 16 elected officials who were behind on paying taxes. And as reported, the Fox 8 team claimed that Councilman Marcus Epps owed the most with more than $12,000. When asked to comment, Epps said that he suffered a house fire and described his family's recent situation as, quote, a struggle. So there you have it. Interesting. They're going to make for good TV. I mean, don't we think, I mean, Marcus just seems like he's like a little bit of a hoochie mama. And it's interesting. He said that his career has suffered and then he decided to go on TV. So, hey, you know me. I mean, I love television. The only downside of television is not being on it. So good for Marcus. Please fill me in, though, what I need to know. People told me that season three is even more insane. And to me, is it just me or are all the women on Seeking Sister Wives kind of like cunningly playing to the men? And it almost seems like at the end of this series, they're going to poison them and like murder the husbands. Like, do they all seem low key resentful? Like they're just having all these women around that hopefully eventually one will murder him. Am I wrong? Anyway. All right. Follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Guys, I continue to run a promotion where I want to send you a free t-shirt. When you purchase from one of my sponsors, just screenshot it, send it to me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com email, or just DM me at The Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram. I'll send you a free t-shirt with shipping. Love you guys. Bye, everybody.